that night with that cold cream on. Sometimes I might feel frisky, but these days it's just too risky. It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long. All day long.
Is that the same guy?
No, different guy.
No.
That's actually Vince Gill. It's some other guy. I don't know who he is. But.
Hey, welcome back to Van Talk here on this Country Tune Tuesday. I like the one before that. That's funny. That is funny stuff right there. 843-721-9500. Ray Judy will be in the next hour as we talk a little NASCAR as we do each and every Tuesday. And then again, we'll be at Kiowa for the rest of the week. Fan Talk and Mara Midday Show will be out there Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then Saturday, we've got a show from 4 to 7. Sunday from 3 to 7. So whatever reason you're in your car and can't follow the golf tournament, we'll be right there for you. Meredith Taylor and Scott Glaze will be joining us all week long as well. So they're the experts.
Well, you gotta
I'll be just like the ringmaster.
Like, oh, you're like the Jerry Springer. You're just the host.
Yeah, I can do that.
You keep things,
things moving, man. Keep them moving. So speaking of golf, NCAA Golf Regionals, the Kingston Springs Regional, where Clemson's playing, that is finished for today. Clemson finishes in fifth, and they are 2-1 to par, 9 shots off the lead. San Diego State is your leader there. College of Charleston still in 11th place at the Stillwater Oklahoma Regional. South Carolina tied with San Diego for fifth out in the Albuquerque Regional. Still a little bit to be played there. They are at 6 under par, 14 shots behind Oregon State. But what you want to do, you just want to finish in the top five. The top five advance to the NCAA championship. So, again, we'll be watching that throughout the afternoon. Citadel at College of Charleston tonight at 6 o'clock. Airtime 5:45 on 94.7 FM and 9:10 a.m. So you folks who listen on that channel will miss the last 15 minutes of the show. We'll be here till 6 o'clock on 98.9 FM. And then coming up at 6:45, Appalachian State at South Carolina. And that'll be on 98.9. Mets and Braves will join that in progress after the Citadel College of Charleston game. And also at 7 o'clock tonight, Delmarva at the River Dogs, opening up a 12-game homestand for the River Dogs. All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Listen, do you remember Louis Grizzard?
Yeah.
Well, you know, he went to the University of Georgia, right?
Right.
He said that somebody told him that if you played football for the University of Georgia, all you had to do is drive through the campus real slow with the windows down, and somebody would throw a diploma into your car. He said he knew for a fact that wasn't true. He said, you got to stop.
And Louis Grizzard was a funny guy. Funny guy. I liked him.
Yeah, he really was. I just wanted to tell you that.
Okay, man. I appreciate it. Chuck Reed has a great story about Herschel Walker. Said he pulled in there. He said Herschel always drove this old beat-up car. Said he pulled in there one day. Speaking of Smokey and the Bandit, had one of them black Smokey and the Bandit Trans Ams sitting in the school parking lot. Truck said he just turned around and came back, went back to Clemson. You know, he knew it was over with for Herschel Walker. The thing about it is, all this is going to be legal. And until the NCAA does their NIL, I don't see how it can be legal for athletes to accept money, because it's still against NCAA regulations. And I get it, it's state laws and everything, but just like that, here's an example. It's legal to smoke marijuana in Colorado, right? Colorado football players can't smoke marijuana because if they fail a drug test, they're off the team. So state law doesn't cover them. Why should the NIL?
I mean, honestly, they should get another award. If you can smoke marijuana and still have the need to play football, then congratulations on that. I mean, coach, don't put me in
your... I didn't say they smoked it before the game or anything.
Just saying.
What I'm saying, in states where marijuana is legal, most teams still have a drug enforcement policy where if you test positive, and it's different layers, first time this, second time this, third time this. Because the state laws doesn't cover them for smoking pot, even though it's legal in those states, they still have to pass those drug tests.
The devil's lettuce.
So, I don't know. I'm just worried about this NIL. I think, I think it's going to do a lot of things. I think it's going to cause division amongst the teams because, second-string offensive linemen, first-string offensive linemen, they ain't going to be getting anything unless they can go on the internet and make a little money doing something, posing in Speedos on Instagram or something like that.
There's not a lot of money in it. Been there. Not a lot of money in that.
I think it's going to cause division in the locker room. And I think it's going to be, I think it's just going to open up what used to be considered illegal recruiting. You're going to have players going out there, the highest bidders. I hope I'm wrong. But everybody's so determined that these players get paid like they don't get anything, like they don't get a free education, they don't get free meals. They don't get a free place to stay.
They're going to get taxed on it,
They don't get anything. No, they don't get taxed on it. I guess the NIL they will. Yes. They're going to,
If it's time to introduce to the real world where you're going to get paid for it, tax the hell out of it.
I mean, it's coming at us fast, and from what I can see, there is no regulation of it whatsoever. I mean, it's just like it's going to be the Wild Wild West. Maybe one day we'll get, things you can do, things you can't do, stuff like that. These states doing this, they're just, that's all political.
Yeah. I mean, was it like what happened in Georgia? We could tax up to 70, we could take up to 75% of it.
Yeah. But then, good luck with that. You tell an athlete that, you ain't going to get anybody. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Bobby, you know the reason they're doing this now is because they put their finger to the wind and they can see what happened with a lawsuit. That's what it's all about, I'm telling you. They see that they're going to be sued, they're going to lose. After that, what the Supreme Court said just a while back, if you remember all that, that's what they're seeing. But look, but just to make you feel better, and you don't got to worry about the Gamecocks and Clemson going after the same athletes. You said Clemson going after someone, Nike-sponsored, Gamecocks, Nike-sponsored. Gamecocks are going after athletes, but they're sponsored by Penrose, Sausage, and Sundrop, places like that, companies like that. Clemson not going after those fellas. We'll get all them we want, bud. Trust me, we'll get all of them. We'll load up with them.
He says Sundrop. I love it.
That's a Bobby Harden drink. Don't you drink Sundrop, Bobby?
No, I don't even know what a Sundrop is.
Yes, you know what Sundrop is.
You're from Orangeburg, and you don't know what a Sundrop is?
I know what a Knee-High is.
Knee-High, those are
pantyhose. You know what RC, the same people that put out Sundrop put out RC Cola.
I know what RC is. I haven't seen it in a while. I remember that we used to drink the Dixie Colas.
I think what's happening with you now, you're turning to that high-dollar crown's got you drinking some Chardonnay and stuff. I don't know, man. I think you're losing your Orangeburg roots.
Yeah,
man.
There you go.
Yeah, you need to get,
I don't remember. I mean, I don't know.
It was like a Mountain Dew.
Okay, well, why not drink a Mountain Dew?
Well, because Sundrop was.
Why do I want to drink a Mountain Dew knockoff?
I think the next time the Gamecocks play, we get beat up. Just for prosperity's sake, you need to get a pack of Winston and a six-pack of Falstaff and just have at it.
All right. Appreciate the call. I ain't starting smoking again. Because I every day I wake up, I'm about one cigarette from being three packs a day again, I think. Because there ain't no going back. It's been almost 10 years. I ain't smoking a cigarette, so.
You've been quit for 10 years?
But why drink Sun Drop when you can drink Mountain Dew?
Because Sun Drop, it's not the same as, it's not like Mountain Lightning at the Food Lion. It's Sun Drop with Sun Drop. Sun Drop had its own unique flavor. It just looked like, right. Like the colors were, I sent you a picture of Sun Drop on your Facebook.
I drank Neon Grape. I drank Orange Crush. Why drink Neon Orange when you can get an Orange Crush?
What is Neon Grape?
Neon.
Don't even know what that is. Welch is grape.
Knee-high.
Welch's grape is what I had.
Different things. Well, knee-high was not grape juice.
No, I'm not. No, Welch's made a grape soda.
It was a grape soda.
I think. Grape soda. Welch's made a grape soda. Booyah.
Remember there were Dixie Colas. You used to come out.
Because you had
that was
grape.
Like the first 16-ounce drink.
You had a crushed grape, and then you had Welch's grape. Then you had Sun-Kissed Orange, and you had Crush Orange.
Orange Crushes, yeah.
But you also said there was another orange drink, wasn't it?
Knee-high.
I don't know what a damn knee-high is. You keep saying knee-high. I don't know what a knee-high is. Damn knee-high. You don't know what a Sun Drop is.
Now, you ain't lived in your high
Sun-Kissed.
School. Sun-Kissed. You ain't lived in unless you're in high school and you, unless
Fanta.
Unless you drank an Orange Tommy.
I don't know what an Orange Tommy.
Yeah, look that up.
Orange Tommy, and then you had.
That had alcohol in it. It tastes like orange peeling. It was nasty. Ugh. Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. How do we get off the track here so easily?
Do you?
How?
Because you refuse to know what Sun Drop is. You know what Dunkaroos are?
No, Dunkaroos.
Today's cheat day. These are made a comeback.
Dunkaroos.
Dunk-a-damn-roos. I'm telling you. There's a cookie, and you dip it, and you dunk it. In icing.
What are you dunking in?
Icing.
Okay. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Phone lighting up. Dunkaroo City.
You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ. Well, just get an Oreo. You ain't got to dump it. It's right there in the damn
it's
cookie.
Not the same icing. This is like Funfetti icing in the Dunkaroos.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union. Recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
This weather report brought to you by Exit Realty Low Country Group, making home buying simple. Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny and very nice with a high around 77. Partly cloudy with a shower in the area tonight, a low around 64. Partly sunny with a shower or two Wednesday, high again around 77. Looking ahead, another beautiful weekend on the way with highs in the 80s. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon. If you're a board-certified proven real estate agent and are looking for a home to further your career, the Exit Realty Low Country Group is the perfect option. Corwin J. Millett and his team offers many benefits to those who don't want to work a traditional 9-to-5. Here is your opportunity to use your skill to help others find their dream homes or commercial property. If you are self-driven, goal-oriented, and enjoy creating wealth, call today, 843-619-3005, or visit exitlowcountry.com. That's EXITlowcountry.com.
It's here. Charleston's first classic country station. 98.5 and 1340 AM. Playing all the great vintage country hits that you still love.
This kiss,
pop a top again.
But contemporary country radio won't play anymore. The 90s, 80s, and a touch of the legends. That's what we're all about on 98.5 and 1340 AM.
The hottest country.
Charleston's classic country, WQSC.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Millions estimate their benefits online. so they can do what they want offline. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Shortness of breath, patient's confused, temp 102.
He just had an infection. What's going on?
He's becoming septic.
Antibiotics started. Bed ready, let's move him.
Infections can lead to a deadly chain reaction in your body called sepsis. Very quickly, sepsis can cause tissue damage, organ failure, and even death. If you know the risks, can spot the symptoms, and act fast, then you can get ahead of sepsis. Learn more at cdc.gov/sepsis.
Before you throw away those unused medicines, stop.
There are better ways to dispose of your unused meds to protect the ones you love.
To find a medicine disposal site near you, visit www.safe.pharmacy. A public service message from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
No one in AA said to me, why would a nice young girl with such a great future drink so much? They told me about themselves, and I found out that there were a lot of other people who were just like me. They drank only because the desire to drink was stronger than anything else. They didn't say to me, if only you'd do this, you wouldn't drink. In AA, they said, welcome. Come in and sit down. We know how you feel. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
Hey, honey, have you gained some weight in your rear end? The dress you wear reminds me of my old girlfriend. And where'd you get those shoes? I think they're pretty lame. Would you stop talking, cause I'm trying to watch the game. If you're a man who wants to live a long and happy life, these are the things you don't say to your wife.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Bad Dog here on this Tuesday afternoon. Man, you're rolling today now. You got them going today. Hey, if you need your car washed, I want to go out to Kiowa with a dirty car. Stop by Cactus Car Wash over in Mount Pleasant, 1800 Highway 17 North. They are a full-service car wash. They do detailing as well. You can check out all their services at cactuscarwash.com. Or as we always tell you, stop in, say hello to the owners, locally owned. Phillip's always there. You'll know he's a big, tall guy with a floppy hat. Ask him about that $39.95 a month special where you can get unlimited car washes. So if you don't like it, if you're like me, you don't like a dirty car, see, if I lived in Mount Pleasant, I would do that. I'd go get at least once a week, twice a week.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stand a dirty car.
Well, I mean, but if you buy one in Mount Pleasant, will it still work for the one right here in West
Texas? No, they're different, owned by different people.
Oh.
So, go see Philip and the gang over at Cactus Car Wash, right across from the town center over in Mount Pleasant. Wrapping up out in Albuquerque, South Carolina, now has moved up to tie for fourth. They are tied with Texas A&M at 8-under. They are finished for the day. San Diego is in sixth. They are through 17 and 18, and New Mexico's in sixth, and they are finished for the day. So, with a little luck, South Carolina will end up in the top four going into the final game day tomorrow. Again, Clemson is in fifth place up in Kingston, Tennessee. They are finished for the day. And College of Charleston out in Stillwater, they are in 11th place, and everybody's still on the course in that regional. So, again, we'll keep an eye out on that this afternoon. Arkansas football coach Sam Pittman and the school have agreed to restart his 5-year, $15 million contract after COVID impacted his first season. So, basically, he's just starting over with a new contract there. And Stanford reinstating all 11 varsity sports that it planned to eliminate. So good for everybody who put all the pressure on these schools doing away with sports to save money. So I applaud all the people and the lawyers that got involved to save these sports. And it was maybe that trend of eliminating sports and maybe I'll subside for a minute. Boo to you, Furman. Because your guys went out, your baseball team went out and raised enough money to play, and you still said no. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
I don't pick on Furman.
Why not?
Well,
I suppose you're down there. Isn't much going on down there, so.
No, just
by the way,
just a PGA Championship.
Women are in the finals for the.
Just a major tournament here, but nothing going on down here.
What's going on? What tournament?
The PGA Championship.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Okay. All right. I was waiting to see this in print. Now, I know you're going to get sick of hearing this, but I want your opinion, honestly, your opinion. Pro Football Weekly came out, and they had things about every team. And let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys. The salary cap next year is going to be about $195 million. Okay. The Dallas Cowboys have a defensive end at $20 million, a wide receiver at $20 million, a quarterback at $40 million, and a running back at $15 million. That $95 million, which means for the rest of the team, 49 players, is less than 50%. Now, my question to you, Bobby, as a follower, really, of the Dallas Cowboys, which of those four would you not have signed? Because they'll be in cap. Oh, by the way, these are guaranteed contracts, so you can't cut a player or trade a player. They're guaranteed, so there's nothing you can do about it. Love Jerry Jones. Which of these four players would you not have signed for that kind of money?
Probably Ezekiel Elliott, because running backs, you can pick up very good quality running backs in the draft fairly cheap.
Okay. Is the wide receiver one of the top three receivers in football making $20 million?
I'd have to go back. I don't know. I mean,
okay.
Hard to tell with last year. He didn't have his starting quarterback last year, so hard to tell.
Okay. What a reporter suggested.
Why are you so obsessed with the Dallas Cowboys?
Okay, what the reporter suggested, okay, from the Dallas Morning News, he wonders if Jerry had given thought to not signing the quarterback and going into the draft and starting over again because they had the 10th pick, which meant there were two quarterbacks still available when he was picking.
Well, apparently he wasn't because he signed Dak Prescott. So apparently,
right.
To answer your guy's question, apparently he wasn't thinking that.
All right, but, I mean, do you see, at least admit, you see problems ahead for the Dallas Cowboys with money?
I mean, they've always been in this shape for a long, long time. So I think Jerry Jones has wasted a lot of money on aging veterans and wasted money on guys who have drug problems or have had drug problems in the past. So Jerry's made a lot of mistakes.
There was a little blurb about the I can't think of the linebacker's name from Boise State. They didn't sign him the fifth-year contract. God, what's his name?
Vander Esch. He's been hurt. He stays hurt.
Is it still his neck, Bobby?
I think it is, yeah. And he's been hurt most of the time. He's been there. John, right. I got to run. I'm up on a break.
All right. I have a fetish about the Cowboys, as you know.
Yes.
Because I think they're one of the worst run teams in the National Football League. But that's my opinion.
Okay.
Bye.
Trent, John, I got to go to break. Oh, I'm going to keep on talking.
Trent had something he wanted to say about that last comment.
I mean, the Dallas Cowboys, they have all the money that they need. The Jerry Jones is a good owner. They know what they're doing over there, Boston John.
You think he heard that? Because he don't listen to the show. He don't get internet in Boston.
He's obsessed.
I think he's obsessed with getting your goat.
I think
every day he says, how am I going to piss him
off? He always
today?
Has these quotes out of Pro Football Week. I'm going to have to go get a copy of Pro Football Weekly because 9 out of 10 things that he comes up with are just BS.
It's not worth your time, Bobby. It's not worth your time.
I mean, really, it's just 90% of the things he quotes out of there are just BS.
He quotes it and then doesn't have any idea the reference of the quote.
Yeah.
He quotes the bad part.
What was the receiver's name, Bobby?
Yeah. I read a whole article about this one guy. I can't tell
what
you
was his
name.
Oh, God. Hey, real quick before we go to break, more great basketball news. Former Louisville assistant Dino Gaudio being charged with federal extortion. He wanted money from Louisville, or he threatened to go to the media and tell them about recruiting violations.
So I want you to break the law for me, or I'm going to tell them that you broke the law.
Yeah, he said he demanded 17 months in pay after being fired by the school, or he would reveal recruiting violations. And now he's being charged with extortion. So, way to go, Dino. Dino, I hope you you had other plans after basketball. Because that's going to come in handy right now. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
How does no auto loan payments until summer sound to you? At South Carolina Federal Credit Union, you can take advantage of no payments for 90 days. That means extra cash in your pocket just in time for that road trip you're planning. Whether you're shopping for a new or used vehicle or refinancing an auto loan you have elsewhere, now's the time to park your payments for 90 days. Visit scfederal.org/autoloans for more details. Certain restrictions apply. Existing South Carolina federal loans are excluded.
For over 75 years, Southern Lumber has been building Charleston and the Lowcountry with Anderson windows that look good when the weather doesn't. Talk with the knowledgeable folks at 2031 King Street for that perfect idea for your home. Anderson Windows, performance that aces the test of time. Over 75 years of knowledge and quality. Southern Lumber.
Southern Lumber and Millwork, your natural choice for quality.
Do your eyes need an upgrade? Look to the new wave in vitamins to improve your clarity, contrast, light sensitivity, and more. I promise. I promise eye vitamins are the number one doctor-recommended eye supplement. Just listen to three-time major winner and 2020 European Ryder Cup captain Padraig Harrington for I promise.
I promise's promise is that it actually is 6 months before you really go get the full benefits. But after 4 months, I've seen subtle changes. Nice changes, and it's not an overnight thing, but I notice, first of all, I'm not getting dry eyes anywhere near as much. I'm not getting in the wind, I'm not getting on airplanes. I started to be able to pick up and read my phone better, screen time. I know these are how I notice the changes.
Visit iPromise.com to learn more about how iPromise eye vitamins safely and effectively improve your vision. Act now and get 50% off any product when you use the code PGA. That's iPromise.com to receive 50% off when you use the promo code PGA. Upgrade your eyes with I Promise.
Fresh Fields Village at the crossroads of Kiowa, Seabrook, and Johns Island welcomes the 2021 PGA Championship back to Kiowa Island. To celebrate, the village will be transformed into your Championship Week party destination. Head to the village before or after the tournament to grab a bite to eat, a cold beverage, and explore the local shops. Enjoy the Village Green Beer Garden, outdoor bars, and nightly entertainment. Visit FreshFieldsVillage.com for live updates and enjoy the 2021 PGA Championship.
Struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
There's a note on the table, said I ain't coming back till your sorry ass is gone. I'm tired of cheating and running around. Never saw the wrong in anything you've done. Whiskey's gone, but I ain't leaving. Gotta be a bottle in the back.
Oh, welcome back to Fan Talk. here on this Tuesday afternoon, Country Tune Tuesday. Right now, the best time ever if you want to sell your home. There's a low inventory, not many houses on the market. The ones on the market, yeah, they're selling fast. Many times, up to $20,000, $30,000 over list price. Just think about what you do with that much extra cash. You could buy new furniture for your house, buy a boat, buy a car. And with today's low interest rates, you could actually buy more home. And because of the low inventory, people are having trouble finding that next home. That requires an agent with aggressive strategies to find and purchase that new home. That agent is my friend Matt O'Neill. Matt is a top producing agent in all of Charleston. He's got a long list of qualified buyers, and they're ready to buy. So if you're selling your home, remember Matt will give you a strong guaranteed offer on your home within 24 hours. He's also got the other option. He'll actually give you the cash to buy your dream home before you even list your current home. So be the all-cash buyer who wins the offer on your dream home by taking advantage of Matt O'Neill's unique cash-to-buy program. If you've listened to the show, you know I've never recommended another real estate agent until I met Matt. Call the agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. That's Matt O'Neill. Call Matt today at 843-900-7300. That's 843-900-7300. Or you can go online to mattoneillrealestate.com. Time out to check with our buddies out at Channel 4 Sports. Scotty Eisberg, you back at Kiowa or what?
Yeah, I'm on the bus out there now.
Yeah, boy, we got a bad signal here.
Out, you know, from the Kiowa bus right now.
Okay, that's it. I don't know how long we're going to get the signal. So how has the day been? Anything? I saw you saw John Daly today. Anything else happening out there?
Well, before we get to Kiowa, I'm just literally sitting on this bus reading about Dino Gaudio right now. This is crazy. Have you seen this story?
Yeah, I did. So we just talked about that just a few minutes ago. Just more garbage coming out of the sport of college basketball.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, he's federally charged with extortion. That's a huge deal. And I'm telling you what, I talked to him on the phone. I Zoomed with him the night that Pat Kelsey was hired at the College of Charleston because he's Pat Kelsey's mentor. And he could not have been nicer, couldn't have been cooler. Like, Gaudio was awesome. He was so cool. And I just was shocked reading that. I'm sitting here reading the article as I'm on the bus going, oh, my gosh, this is crazy.
Yep, another black eye for college basketball. I mean, it really is. I remember Gaudio was at Wake Forest. I thought he did a okay job there. And
he had to take over for his best friend. He had to take over for Skip Frosser.
Right.
You know, he had to take over for Skip Frosser. And, I mean, the guy dies. It's not an easy job to slide in there and take over for him. But, Gaudio, gosh, it was shocking. I just read that article and said, holy cow, that's a wild story. But as far as golf goes today, great, great day for golf. Finally have some wind out here, so these players are getting to experience the wind. Not bad, but there is wind. We heard from Rory McIlroy. We heard from Kevin Kisner, Brooks Koepka, Jordan Spieth. I mean, who else? Heard from Justin Thomas. We heard from Lee Westwood. So, yeah, it was a good day of Zoom. Three player is saying this course is in pristine shape. Like, you've never seen a course in this perfect of a shape. So, you know, I love that. I think it's going to show the Lowcountry well. They've been tweeting about it. And, you know, you watch it. I watch the Golf Channel coverage again. It looks great. You know, you don't know much until they start playing. Kepka was the question mark. He said he's feeling better. He's feeling pretty good heading into the week. It's not an easy walking course, and his knee has been the issue. So that, you know, that could kind of play into it. And and we're also just talking, do the locals have an advantage here? Like a guy like Kevin Kisner, who's from South Carolina, and he had a great point. He's like, heck no. He goes, I don't come to the ocean course for fun. If I'm at Kiowa Island, I'm going to the beach and the bar. I'm not going to the ocean course to get my butt. So, I think he's only played it once or twice, before this. He hasn't played it a whole lot.
Well, I noticed in some of the video, I was watching some of the ESPN broadcasts, and you just mentioned it, really windy out there today.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think that's what players want. I mean, I think you want win because if you want to be, you want to know what it's going to be like, you know, for 50, 60% of this field who's never played the course, they want to know what the win's going to be like. They want to know what that experience is like. They don't want it to hit them for the first time on Thursday. And, you know, oh, by the way, yesterday was stunning and not windy. So, you know, yesterday is one of those days where, and then they all say it. You can go really low on this course if it's not blowing. I mean, it's long for sure, like 7,800 yards long. But that doesn't, you know, that for these guys, they're so long off the tee, and there's plenty of landing area here. So really, it's just the wind that affects them. It's not the length as much. The 7,800 yards, if it's not blowing, they can handle that.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So one more day of practice tomorrow, I guess, and. Then we get going early Thursday morning, huh?
Yeah, no, the groupings are awesome, and like they always do. They put great groupings together, and so that's a lot of fun to see the groupings they put together for this tournament. And, you know, former PGA winners, you know, they put together Ryder Cup teammates, like, stuff like that. That's kind of cool that they, you know, they always put together pretty good groups for this. And so looking forward to that. And you know, we haven't heard from Dustin yet, so I think a lot of people want to hear how Dustin Johnson's knee is doing. Like, you know, he's certainly a guy that can win it anytime he's in the field, so you want to kind of hear from him. The name I keep hearing over and over again is, like, the guy who you got to look out for because his game sets up just so perfectly for this place is Xander Schauffele. I've heard Xander Schauffele's name so many times, and he'd be a good winner, you know. A young rising star American he'd be a good winner. But look, there's 150 guys out there. It's so hard to pick. I mean, you know, we heard from Rory today, and, like, Rory's the first to tell you, like, he doesn't have an advantage from 7-9 years ago. And he said, first of all, the course plays completely different than it did 9 years ago when it was in August, and now it's in May. So the course plays completely differently. And on top of that, you know, his game is different. He just, you know, he's a different guy than he was 9 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. It sure is. Shane Beamer was out there today. Did you run into him?
I didn't see him, but apparently he's back on Friday. We're supposed to be able to interview him on Friday. So,
very cool.
You know, what did he say?
I said, very cool.
Yeah, no, they said Beamer would be out. Well, it was funny because the girl who does PR, you know, Ariel, who does, you know, PR for the tournament, she goes, hey, do you want to interview Frank Beamer? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'll interview Frank Beamer, sure. And she's like, okay, well, he's going to be out Friday. And this and that. I'm like, why is Frank Beamer going to be out? And she's like, well, I mean, he's the head coach of the Gamecocks. And I'm like, yeah, that's Shane Beamer. That's Frank Beamer. And she's like, yeah, Shane Beamer. And so it's funny, like, if she's from Virginia, it's an automatic roll off the tongue, Frank Beamer, not Shane Beamer. So I'm like, oh, Shane Beamer will be out here Friday. Yeah, we'd love to talk to him. That sounds good.
Well, there you go.
It'll be fun. I think fans will tell you, too, these days are great because you know, of being normal. Then, you know, once the play starts at a major, they are so keyed in that it's hard to have any interaction. And while there's no autographs or anything like that this week, there still is, like, interaction with the players and the gallery. And that doesn't happen once the tournament starts. These are the best players in the world that are here to make a lot of money and win a major. I mean, that's the bottom line. It's cool, relaxed. It feels like it's back to normal. I haven't been into the merchandise tent yet. I heard it's awesome. I heard, like, if you're going to come out here, go check out the merchandise tent. It's just really, it's like 13,000 square feet. It's just, like, monstrous. Anything that you can want to buy is there. And I haven't heard much about the concessions or anything like that. But you know what? The one thing that I will say is, Bobby, is that if you're out here, it's really cool to see it with no grandstand. You know, it's just a walking course now. So it's all you can do is walk. There's no grandstands out there. Really, it looks totally different than it did 9 years ago. And I think it looks prettier on TV with no grandstands, just because you see more of the course in its natural habitat.
Absolutely. Scotty, we're breaking up there. Golf tonight, right?
Yeah, all golf tonight. That's it. All golf tonight.
All right, well, we will talk to you tomorrow. We'll be out there tomorrow at Freshfield Village. We'll be out there for the rest of the week. So if you run into Shane Beamer, and when he's going to the car, you could tell him to stop by our tent. I would love to interview him as well.
Yeah, I would. Hey, I would just reach out to him.
Maybe I'll do that.
He would do it. Yeah, just reach out. I'm sure. I mean, they said he was very open to doing interviews. He's fine with it. So I would say just give USC a buzz. Reach out to him. I'm sure he'd want to do it. And he's literally going to have to park at Freshfield. So I would say reach out to him and, who knows? He'll do it.
I'm finding out what kind of car he drives, let all the air out his tires or something like that. So,
I'm sure that would make him from the ears real quick.
Yeah. All right, Scotty, we'll be watching, man. Appreciate
it. Sounds good.
All right,
see
ya.
Bye.
Oh, gosh. I just hope our internet signal is better than Scotty's cell signal.
Ooh, that was
out
a tough
there
one.
Tomorrow. That's 2 days in a row. So I don't know what the cell's doing. And then when you get all those people out there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday,
everybody's taking up the signal.
So. But we have a hard line, so hopefully we won't have any issues out there when we arrive tomorrow. Mm. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
We have reports of an accident on the 52 connector. Not sure which direction. Taking a look, it doesn't seem to be causing major delays, at least right now. Do keep your eyes peeled and use caution. Also getting reports of a wreck if you're traveling Bennett at Rutledge. A ladder in the roadway if you're on the Mark Clark westbound near the 61 exit. Debris on the interstate westbound near Dorchester Road. And lights malfunctioning on 78 near North Maple. At the bottom of the Ravenel Bridge, looks like an accident. Seeing some heavy traffic inbound to Mount Pleasant, be careful. Baker and Brewer at 94 Stewart Street, downtown Charleston. The pizzeria and tap room are open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. for pickup, as well as indoor and outdoor dining. Enjoy the games outside and try the new seasonal Holy City Brews on tap. Check Facebook or bakerandbrewer.com for details. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Brought to you by Home Telecom. My Wi-Fi X from Home Telecom extends coverage to the whole house. Live your world faster with Home Telecom. Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny and very nice with a high around 77. Partly cloudy with a shower in the area tonight, a low around 64. Partly sunny with a shower or two Wednesday, high again around 77. Looking ahead, another beautiful weekend on the way with highs in the 80s. With your Lowcountry forecast, I'm John Dixon.
Summer is back, and so is sipping, sizzling, and splashing. But sometimes you gotta beat the heat. That means more surfing, more streaming, and more shopping. You know, internet stuff. And Home Telecom has all the speed you need. Upgrade your internet to 300 megabits per second. Only $74.95 per month for a whole year. Get ready for summer. Upgrade your internet speed today. Live life ahead with Home Telecom.
Personality, it's reflected in your staff. But what about your office? Did you know your workplace furniture and technology affects the attitude of your staff and clients? Let the office people show you how a complete custom solution adds energy, inspiration, and effective communication to your office. They say, we do it all. Let them set up touchless collaboration in any space or add managed print services, interior design, project management, and more. Don't be a cubicle fugitive. Let the office people help your office today. Visit theofficepeople.com.
ESPN Summer Golf Tour is so popular that Stono Ferry is now sold out. Come back Monday, May 17th at 8 a.m. for foursomes for only $98.90 to play the stunning Plantation at Edisto Golf Course. CharlestonSportsRadio.com.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But Don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-574-9188. 800-574-9188. 800-574-9188.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
But I lost it. She got too close, so I fought it. Now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was knee deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair.
Will the tide reach the chair, Bob? Will it reach it?
I noticed Blake walked out in the music calm down a little bit.
You know, Blake's has an art of finding the funny songs. I can't find the funny songs.
By the way, we had a listener suggested that you and Boston John should do a Dallas Cowboy podcast.
Boston John and I? That'd be difficult for me to get through with his opinions, Bobby. I mean, golly, the guy.
I was reading in Pro Football Weekly. That must be the dumbest magazine out there.
I've read one article, Bobby, immediately swiped it off of my phone. He reads Pro Football Weekly and the Boston Globe. That's all his news.
Never mind. We're not going to sit in and hammer a listener. But anyway, a couple of NFL notes. Joe Burrow and the Bengals underwent reconstructive knee surgery. He's going to be all go for the opener September 12th. Against the Minnesota Vikings. Patriots assigned Brian Hoyer to a deal to be a backup veteran quarterback for the Patriots. He's 35 years old, so see how that goes. Yeah, Garrett Cole last night for the Yankees set a record that lasted a week. Remember, Corbin Burns of the Brewers set the records for the most strikeouts without a walk last week at 58. Garrett Cole broke that record, and he now holds the record with 61 straight strikeouts without a walk. So Rennie Stennett, if you don't remember him, former big league ball player, he is the only player in Major League Baseball to go 7-for-7 in a Major League game. He died after a long battle with cancer. The Pirates announced today he was 72 years old. Mm. And one other baseball note, too, and I guess you got to bring in the court of unwritten rules. Last night, the White Sox were beating the Twins in the ninth inning, 15-4. So the Twins brought in a position player to pitch to try to save their bullpen. White Sox DH and a rookie, Yermin Mercedes, had a 3-0 count. The Twins pitcher threw a 47-mile-an-hour pitch, and you can guess what happens next. 3-0 count, guy hits it for a home run.
Dinger.
So the Twins were upset about that. I guess that is one of the – you know, if you bring in a position player – You pretty much get what you're asking for.
Yeah, come on now. He's not a – what are we doing? He's not a pitcher.
I mean, he's a – I don't know what position he played, but, I mean, if you're – yeah, you're losing bat. What was he supposed to do, just sit there with the bat on his shoulders?
We couldn't call somebody up from the 2A, 3A? I mean, what are we doing?
So anyway, I guess the unwritten rules of baseball people having fun with that. Suns coach Monty Williams – voted NBA Coach of the Year by the National Basketball Coaches Association. And also the Pacers, who play tonight, they're going to be without Karis LeVert.
Oh, he's not playing tonight?
He's not playing tonight. He is out with COVID protocol.
Mm.
He's going to be out 10 to 14 days.
Wow.
Apparently he's averaged 24.8 points, 7.4 assists, and 4.9 rebounds over the past 10 games.
Yeah, without Miles Turner, he's been a star for the Pacers. He was at the Nets, and then when they traded for everybody, he went to Indiana. He's been playing really well. That's a big loss for them. Huge loss.
And, of course, the Pacers play the Hornets tonight at 6:30, and the winner of that game will play again
Thursday.
Thursday, yes.
Yes, sir.
They will play the loser of the Boston-Washington game. The winner of the Boston-Washington game will advance, and they'll take on the Nets.
So first
See,
round
I got
loss.
This down. Man.
I know you do, because you know a couple weeks ago we didn't have it down, but now we got it down. Are you be watching tonight, Bobby? You gonna watch the games?
Nah.
Oh, come on. No. It's gonna be a good one.
I might put it on my second TV over there. I'm gonna watch Carolina tonight.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
Carolina and Appalachian State tonight. Some early game TV matchups were announced today. September 4th, the first Saturday, Alabama-Miami. Mm. That'll be a 3:30 game on ABC. Clemson-Georgia, 7:30 ABC. That Sunday night, this is Labor Day weekend, Notre Dame and Florida State. That'll be on ABC at 7:30. And then Labor Day night, Louisville and Ole Miss. They will play at 8 o'clock on ESPN. Some other early games from the ACC, Thursday, September 2nd. South Florida and NC State, Jeff Scott in his second year. And then Friday night, September 3rd, pretty good game, North Carolina at Virginia Tech.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be a good game.
Really good opener.
So that Clemson-Georgia game, pretty much as expected, will be a night game.
Absolutely.
And that'll be at 7:30 on ABC. Mm. Which, again, I hate noon kickoffs, but I'm kind of hoping – Carolina, Eastern Illinois will be a noon kickoff. So
we can get it out of the way?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you what, that Alabama-Miami game, is Alabama going to win by 60 points? How is that an opening?
I don't know.
When's the last time Miami's
Alabama's
been relevant?
Alabama's going to have a new quarterback. I guess we get to see that that five-star, the freshman last year.
Yeah.
Probably, I guess he's still a freshman this year because he got – an extra year, so you never know about Miami. So, hey, if you're hungry, Home Team Barbecue got some great specials for you tonight downtown. They've got the Cuban on special, Sullivan's Island. The French Onion Burger is the special of the day. And West Ashley, they've got the world-famous pork melt.
Ooh.
Get that thing with the brisket. You might have to pay a little extra for the brisket.
You know,
melt that pimento cheese. And you'll thank me tomorrow. I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
I've never had their Cuban, but it's coming from Home Team, so I'm a big fan of the Cuban sandwich. So I'm sure Home Team. I know the picture looks really good. So if you're looking for a place to watch the games tonight, get you something cold to drink, get you something good to eat, Home Team Barbecue. Three locations: West Ashton downtown and Sullivan's Island. And again tomorrow, tell your friends in Greenville, Home Team Barbecue opens tomorrow.
Finally,
Aaron got that Home Team, and that's a different deal for them. They built that place from the ground up.
Absolutely.
So Aaron got to build a place that exactly how he wanted it. So I'm sure it'll be as good as the others. All right, don't forget we'll talk NASCAR. Rafe Judd is here with his shirt on.
Yep.
I'm trying to decide. I figured you'd come with some Hendrick stuff, or, you know.
Well, if I'd have had some Hendrick stuff.
Okay. We don't have your microphone on, so nobody heard you. But everybody can hear your phone. You just got here. You just got out of your truck, and they're already calling you. You're a popular guy, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So, all right. We're coming up on a break here. Don't forget, 5:45, you folks on 94.7, 9:10, you'll be leaving us for Citadel College of Charleston Baseball. We'll be slaving till 6 o'clock. Here on 98.9, 6:45, Appalachian State in South Carolina. That'll be on 98.9 FM. And after the Citadel College of Charleston game, we'll join the Mets and the Braves in progress. So, most of the regionals over with now. South Carolina ends up today tied for sixth place. Let me double check this. I know Clemson is in fifth place in the Kingston, Tennessee regional. South Carolina is tied for fourth with Texas A&M. College of Charleston, they are in 11th place. So all the regional action in NCAA golf through for today. And they'll play again tomorrow. Top five advance to the national championship. All right, we'll take a break. We got 2 hours in the books. NASCAR coming up. Again, if you have any NASCAR questions, get them ready. Rafe Judd will be in to answer all those for you. We'll take a break. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Does no auto loan payments until summer sound to you? At South Carolina Federal Credit Union, you can take advantage of no payments for 90 days. That means extra cash in your pocket just in time for that road trip you're planning. Whether you're shopping for a new or used vehicle or refinancing an auto loan you have elsewhere, now's the time to park your payments for 90 days. Visit scfederal.org/autoloans for more details. Certain restrictions apply. Existing South Carolina federal loans are excluded.
One credit pull reaches 54 lenders with no origination fee. Hi, my name is Joe Zomer, and I'm a loan officer at Home Loans, Inc. Whether you're buying, selling, refinancing, or building a home, I'm the man for your mortgage needs. I have the expertise and knowledge you need to get the lowest rate and closing costs possible. Call me today at 843-408-1365. That's 843-408-1365. Or email me at joe@homeloansinc.com. That's joe@homeloansinc.com.
NMLS number 1935259.
Join us every Thursday at 4:45 for the Hatteras Point Tackle and Supply Fishing Report. Learn about all the factors you need to consider before heading out for your next fishing trip by tuning into our weekly fishing report with Captain Mike Abel. Thursdays at 4:45 live on Fan Talk.
This is the Communications Guy with Berkeley Electric Cooperative, and we want to help get your home ready for summer with our Home Advantage Loan Program. Our energy experts will conduct a thorough audit of your home and not only find improvements that will make it more energy efficient, but also ones that pay for themselves. We offer on-bill financing with a low 5% interest rate, and we'll also inspect the work afterwards to make sure it's done right. Home Advantage. Call today. Start saving tomorrow. Berkeley Electric is your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
If you're injured, you're entitled to more benefits than the insurance company wants to pay you. What you need is an experienced, proven lawyer to fight for those benefits for you. Don't bother calling the insurance company. Call David Ayler Law Offices at 843-744-4444.
Are you interested in working for a company that offers on-the-job training and advancement opportunities? Baker Roofing Company of Charleston is looking for individuals to join our roofing and restoration teams. We are having a hiring event Friday, May 21st from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Stop by for a guaranteed interview. With experience, starting up to $25 an hour. Roofing experience is a plus, but not required. Join Baker Roofing Company and join a team that will allow you to learn and advance. Come by our office on South Fair Road, North Charleston, Friday, May 21st, or visit bakerroofing.com/careers to learn more.
There's a new reality in business. Working from home, sharing information online, communicating online. Congratulations, you now have the needed skills to earn a degree online. Now is the time to increase your job opportunities with CSU's new 10-month MBA program in general management, healthcare management, or supply chain management. Dial #250 on your mobile, and when prompted, say Charleston Southern to receive more information. Your purpose, our mission.
Are you stuck in your current position with no room to grow? Are you underpaid, undervalued, overworked? If so, call Carney & Son 72 Degrees Air Conditioning and Heating. Local, family-owned, Carney & Son values family time and has for over 37 years. Carney & Son believes you should earn while you learn and has training programs to get you where you want to be in your career today. Carney & Son 72 Degrees Air Conditioning and Heating is now hiring all full-time positions. Optional 4-day work week. Benefits include insurance, 401k plan, paid time off and vacation, plus a signing bonus up to $5,000. Call Carney & Son 72 Degrees.